This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The FBI is now investigating a police shooting that took place in Atlanta last week. An 88-year-old woman was killed in her home after police entered without warning. They were conducting a drug raid. The officers involved in the incident remain on leave. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Police say they entered the house based on the word of a confidential informant who bought drugs there. Officers got a special no-knock warrant, which allowed them to enter the home without warning. The warrant says the informant bought crack cocaine from a man named Sam at the home. No cocaine was found, only a small amount of marijuana. Now the informant has come forward saying he's never been to the house, that police asked him to lie to provide cover for the death of Katherine Johnston. When three officers in plain clothes burst into Johnston's home where she lived alone, the woman had a gun and opened fire to protect herself. The wounded officers fired back, hitting Johnston twice in the chest, killing her. Atlanta Police Chief Richard Pennington says there are still many unanswered questions, so he asked the FBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and the local district attorney's office to look into the case.
I want to assure the public that the Atlanta Police Department will cooperate and assist in this investigation by making available every document, every witness, and piece of evidence to these investigating agencies.
Pennington says the police don't know who is telling the truth. He placed all eight members of the narcotics unit on leave this week, saying they've given different accounts of what happened.
I promise each and every citizen that the complete truth will be eventually known, whatever that might be.
Special agent in charge of the FBI, Greg Jones, says the investigation into what happened last Tuesday evening is already underway.
It will be thorough and aggressive and provide us with the goal of determining facts and evidence necessary to understand what occurred at that residence.
There's even a dispute about the woman's age. Some close to her say Katherine Johnston was 4 years older than what the medical examiner has found. Today, a small group of Johnston's family and friends gathered for her funeral. They praised the informant who came forward, but civil rights leaders say they won't be satisfied until they know what happened, until police answer questions about why they thought drugs were being sold out of Johnston's home, and questions about why they entered her home the way they did.
I just don't believe that a 92-year-old woman had a chance to fire off six rounds that injured three police officers while she was being shot at. I don't believe that.
Reverend Mark L. Hutchins is a spokesman for the family.
In the worst case scenario, this is an egregious violation of Ms. Johnston's civil and human rights, and in the best case scenario, it is poor judgment exercised on behalf of these police officers. And in either case, somebody must be held accountable and someone must be held responsible, and we intend to make sure that's done.
Hutchins says he believes if he hadn't gone to Washington, D.C. to ask for a federal investigation, the whole thing would have been kept quiet.
No one should get in the way of learning the truth.
U.S. Attorney David Namias.
This is now an FBI investigation, and anyone who lies or obstructs justice will be committing a serious felony that can land them in federal prison, even if no other charges are ultimately filed.
Namias asked the public to give the agencies the time and opportunity they need to do a thorough investigation. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.